And now this is a dictation. For Kelsey, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Esther, E-S-T-E-R, May 1890, address as a letter to Aubrey, A-U-B-R-E-E, Akers, A-K-E-R-S-N-P, 8755023. Dear Aubrey, a follow-up for Mrs. Esther, presented with nephrotic syndrome, edema, heavy proteinuria. Renal biopsy was done, University of Michigan. Evidence of primary FSGS. Started on prednisone 60 milligrams in a daily basis. At the beginning, for some reason, she was taking it divided doses, and that was causing significant insomnia. This has been corrected to once a day. She is close to 4 weeks of treatment. Edema improved. Proteinuria has decreased from 8,000 to 1,000. Minimal change of weight. No thrush. No nausea, vomiting, epigastric discomfort. No gastrointestinal bleeding. Denies skin rash or joint tenderness, denies chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. She's receiving also Prilosec to protect for ulcers and Bactrim to protect from opportunistic infection pneumonia. She remains on antidepressants, metformin for PCOS, PCOS, no anti-inflammatory agents. Other review system negative, present weight 240, blood pressure 12480, no skin mucosal abnormalities, alert orientation 3, no respiratory distress, no arrhythmia pericardial rap, minimal edema. Next paragraph, chemistry shows normal glucose, fasting and A1C, minor increase of white blood cell neutrophils from steroids, malanemia 11.7, normal platelet count, normal kidney function, albumin remains low at 3, normal potassium acid base, normal calcium phosphorus, next paragraph, assessment and plan, primary FSGS, question triggered by allergic shot medications, presently off, responding to steroids, FSGS in adults has a response rate around 75-80%, sometimes it takes 2-3 months before you see the maximal effect. She is responding very well. I will keep her at this dose another 2-3 weeks and then starting weaning down. Continue prophylaxis for gastrointestinal bleeding. Continue prophylaxis for pneumocystis pneumonia. Monitor side effects. Present blood pressure is stable, no problems of glucose. Continue management of PCOS. Of course, at this moment, it's not time to pursue pregnancy because of the associated risk. Plan to see her back on the next 6 to 8 weeks. We will keep adjusting medications based on response. Next blood test to be done in 3 weeks, including a 24-hour urine collection. End of dictation.